B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I've got to warn you, I can't sing for
Yeah, well, go ahead now.
But just so you know, it's going to be bad.
All right. Just whenever. Okay. The Pats are back. McCorkle's here. Bill's playing chess. Zoe's full of cheer. Simply calling, because I've got lots of free time.
In addition to this Christmas carol of listeners, we now want to entertain those who play instruments. Doesn't have to be a Christmas song. Feel free to play whatever it is you want to play. We've done this.
I don't care what you play.
A handful of times before on the show. As long as you're playing an instrument, loose definition of instrument, of course.
I tipped a guy in Indy. Walking back from the game, he was playing about five upside down Lowe's buckets.
That's an instrument.
But like he was cranking on it. I'm like, dude, that's really good. I gave him $5. That's all I had. I would have gave him more.
It was that good. Bucket drummers.
So here's the deal.
Bucket drummer under a bridge.
Yeah. You don't have to say hello if you don't want to. If you just want to get right to playing the music,
yeah,
it's almost preferred. We can get more music in that way, but we're ready to go. Let's have at it with Matt and Methuen, who leads it off. Go ahead.
Oh.
As soon as you are able, woman, I am willing to make the drink that we are on the brink of. My cup is on the table, our love is stealing, waiting here for you to come and drink up.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
So if you're tired of the same old story, oh, turn some pages.
Good start. Really good start. Good start.
And I'll be here when you
are ready to do what?
To roll with the changes.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's good. Merry start.
Boys. Thank you, Matt.
Good start.
Wow. Great freaking
Who's
start.
Who's going to top that?
Good luck with that.
Who will top that? In Matt Methuen.
In your face.
Well, I imagine we're going to have more Christmas songs, so that was a nice start to it.
We
but
don't care about Christmas.
The only way you're going to be able to top it is if you go with something maybe with the season. So let's see.
Sarah in Cambridge. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Big fan of the show. I'd like to sing for you the Christmas song.
Oh, sure.
Let's go.
All right, cool. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
How bright?
Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
I like it.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah. Thank you.
Where's the instrument?
The voice is an instrument.
A little dusky there. I like it.
Tyler.
Caleb in Beverly. Caleb.
Hey, guys. It's sort of a unique instrument, but I got a conch shell here.
You got a what?
A what?
Conch. Shut up. Jingle all
Thank
the
you,
way.
Caleb.
No, wait. Steve. Oh, what fun it is to...
Steve in New Hampshire. Steve.
Conch shell wins. Go.
Hey!
It's got a little Aaron Neville flair to it.
Yeah, it does.
No, so bright. Won't you drive my sleigh tonight?
Oh.
Yes! You guys are the best.
Oh, Steven New Hampshire.
Yeah, that had awesome. A bit of a Dr. John. That had a Dr. John Dr. feel to us.
Wow. Oh,
my God.
Oh, tickling the ivories. John is in Malden. Hey, John. Little Irish fiddle from John and Malden. Thank you. Corey in the truck, he's got a horn.
Corey!
Oh, good.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I can tell. That's going to sound good. Car horn.
You'd love to be the car next to him.
We got some open lines back. 617-779-0985.
I like the violin, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. It kind of had a Far and Away feel. I saw Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman
making
their way through Boston in their first Christmas.
Hello, me and me long skirt as I run through the weeds and the rocks with the falls.
That's perfect. That's the line for the movie.
Lewis in New Hampshire. Lewis!
Well, it's Christmas, pretty baby, and the snow's falling all around. Well, it's Christmas, pretty baby, and the snow's falling all around. You'd be a real good little girl, the Santa Claus is dying down.
This is so much better than a year ago.
I mean, there's no winners and losers, but
if
there's a leader in the clubhouse,
I do think
it's that
Jingle Bells, that one. And I do love the lady that sang without playing any instruments.
Oh,
sweets.
Man.
Good job,
oh,
Tyler.
Man. Nick is calling us from Arkansas today.
Hey,
Nick, is that true?
Razorbacks.
All right, Nick.
Job. Roll Razorbacks. Go Razorbacks.
Saxophone. Saxophone.
Saxophone. Saxophone. Saxophone. Saxophone.
No, that's sex on your phone.
That's sex on my phone.
Christian in Bridgewater. Christian.
Yeah, you ready?
Go. More.
That was good.
That was good. Yeah.
I mean, the amount of callers we have this year compared to other years. People get the drill now.
Tyler can't get them screened fast enough.
Jesus, Tyler.
Phones are frozen.
The phone's locked up.
The phones have locked up. This is the man. We might do this till the end of the hour.
Let's let the phones cool for the break here.
Cool them off.
We'll try and get them sorted out. We'll try and get the music.
We might do this till 2.
The music call's back online. We got at least 5 of them here.
You know, you got sports at 2.
Let's try and sort that out. We broke the phones.
Right. No, I think Felger and Maz said they're going to do a very similar show today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just tell jokes and play music.
We'll sort
that out on the phones. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So Lacker and Bertrand.
It's a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zillak and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Oh my God.
I won't lie, the phones still look broken.
Slightly unbroken.
Okay, we're going to go to Bobby in Maine. Bobby, take it away.
Think, President, think.
Yeah. This might signal the end of the segment.
No, not yet.
No.
This is someone who says their name is Boston, yet calling from Michigan.
Okay. Boston.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Where are you in Michigan?
Lansing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, East good. Lansing?
No, just regular just Lansing.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah.
do we got?
Mm-hmm.
I was wanting to sing Take On Me.
Yes. Yeah. By Aha. Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm just going to sing a little verse I know about
sure.
it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Screen the skull, Tyler. Stop.
Okay. Take on me.
Nope, it's like, take me on.
I'll be gone for a day or two.
All right.
Needless to say,
thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Shining away. Know to be the shining away.
You sure we're not done being
on? No, we're not done yet.
Okay.
Because Corey Pesatoro is going to put us back on track.
Let's go, Pollock.
World champion accordionist.
But hold on. But I didn't get to tell your caller guy. I'm out because spreading Christmas cheer with baskets. I don't have my accordion with me.
Are you?
That's the problem.
What?
I can quickly send a recording that I've done.
Yes, do that.
I could do that.
I don't know, Corey.
I could buy you passes.
I could buy the album or I could go to the show. I prefer to go to the show.
Then he spread Christmas cheer right now.
Yeah, Wyatt Earp is going to call in next day. He doesn't have his gun with him. Yeah. What the hell are you doing?
Next thing you know, the Dropkicks will be sending something.
How the hell are you capable of spreading Christmas cheer without that accordion? Accordion is where the cheer comes from.
If I were Corey Pesatoro, I would not leave the house without an accordion.
Right.
I'd always have
one. Hey, it's an accordion guy.
Something.
Yeah, a little travel accordion.
On a keychain.
Have one riding shotgun.
He should be, like, I look at Corey with the accordion like I do that little monkey that cranks that thing and the thing, you know, the little crank.
Ah,
thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Without a
doubt. The chain on his neck.
I'm sorry, Steve in the car? Steve?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey!
Oh, this is Steve Sanchez.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have an instrument, Steve?
I have a song.
Oh, let's hear it.
Let's go. No, let's do that.
The great Steve Sanchez. Hold on. The great Steve Sanchez.
Steven Taunton. Steve Sanchez.
Who will be in Bill Belichick's post-game presser. Front seat, front and center, come Sunday at 4.
Bingo.
Right, here we go.
I'm trying to get it on. Hold on.
What, playing
That's
it?
What she said.
You're going to play it?
Actually, it's a song you guys hate.
All right.
I want for Christmas is you. Who sings?
What are we doing?
Are you sure, Beatle?
You sure that's
not the third time I'm asking you.
I thought that was Mariah Carey. And you told me it was Steve.
I don't know.
Steve from
when Tom. I see that there is a guy named Dan and Natick on the line, and he's got a tiny piano, which is I don't know how.
If Dan and Natick Dan? With the tiny piano plays Tiny Dancer, I'm going to lose it.
Let's go, Dan.
In his tiny house,
in his hand.
That's right. It's a kid's piano.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yep.
I'm not going to ask anymore because
this is great.
You know this should be done.
This is great.
Of course it should be done.
There's no Radzik. There's no Lyle.
It's a freaking
disaster. We have free roam to do anything we want to do today.
Great segment.
We still have old. We're loaded calls. Seven deep.
That doesn't mean they're
good. Where's my nephew Tyler?
It's like a bad sequel.
Has Tyler called in yet?
This is like Caddyshack 2.
My sister went to get her kid out of school to call in.
Manny, what are you doing?
Hi, I don't know if you guys remember Billy Squire. I mean, he's a local.
Yeah. Newton guy, right?
Yeah, what do you got?
I think so. A quick piece of his Christmas song. Here we go. Christmas is the time to say I love you. Walk around with laughter and good cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you. And it's a feeling that'll last all through the year.
Christmas is the time to
okay, Artie, you may have taken a couple of minutes.
Come on, let's go. We got 6 minutes. Through it.
I'm sorry, is it Josh and Cranston? Okay, Josh and Cranston, do you have an entire band with you? You got duped by that guy.
Be better, Tyler.
Jeff and Nashua is back on the line.
Good, get him.
Can you play something, Jeff?
Is that a Space Odyssey Christmas?
I think it needs to be done.
No, I don't think so.
Stop it.
I'm not gonna
I refuse
yet.
To talk any
Jake,
more sports. Today.
Jake and Danvers, you got a
hey,
guitar?
Jake.
Hey, here we go.
All right.
Hey, angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply. Echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Keep going?
No, thank you, but thank you.
That's enough. We have others.
I couldn't enjoy it because I pictured him with his eyes closed as he was singing it, and it ruined it for me.
You going to do this on 92.9 today?
Yeah.
All right, short leash on this one. Billy in the car, go.
What's up, boys? We ready?
Yes.
That's why I didn't want to do that one.
He swore. Get more.
Tyler.
Christmas Eve will find me.
Thank you, Tyler.
I thought that Tyler could
the
sing.
The leash is getting short. Danish in Connecticut. Danish.
Hey, how you going doing, guys? I play the didgeridoo. You want to hear it?
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Here we go. I learned this a couple years ago in Australia. This is awesome. Hold on. Here we go.
Radzik is making Louth drive into the studio right now. I want all the doors locked. I want all the fences tied up.
John in Boston has a ukulele. And a kazoo.
I bring to you for a pom pom.
Is this Amanda Palmer?
No, I thought this was Elton John.
Melakaliki Maka.
Melakaliki Maka is the one.
me want to go to Hawaii.
I do too. I'm going in February.
Kill myself.
We're going in February. More, please. They just keep coming and coming and coming that, and coming.
They've all stopped.
No, they haven't.
Now Paul and Norton. Paul.
We're eight deep. Let's go.
Blind Paul. Merry Christmas, baby. It's the best time of the year. Merry Christmas.
All right. Honking on the Bobo. Nice.
Sure do, man. Treat me right. Merry Christmas, baby.
Mike and Mansfield with a rare instrument. What's so rare about it?
It's called the Clausen. It's a pickle. Crunch.
I just kissed that 22 share goodbye.
No, bull crap. It's like 26 written all over it. And you know it. There'll be no dip this week. No French onion dip. There'll be no ratings dip.
It's a pickle crunch.
What are they doing? Break it down the inside front four?
Do that on your own time.
Give me another music.
I love how Zoe said, we're not going to talk any more sports today. We haven't talked any yet.
Justine in Westminster has, what's it say here? An oboe. Hello, Justine.
What do you got?
Hey, guys. So I called last music segment, so I'm going to play a Christmas song for you guys.
Thank you, Justine. Thank you.
Christmas, good oboe.
That was perfect. If I didn't hear like the breathing,
he wanted to stop.
Well, it sounded perfect, like a keyboard setting. You know, you had the old organs, oboe. You know, you get that oboe sound on the keyboard. She was good.
Matt in the car. Hey, Matt.
She's a good oboer.
What's up, guys? Hey, you guys are Home Alone fans, right?
Yes.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-bum. But I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know. And then,
that even got T-Bone to laugh. That even got T-Bone laughing. Corey Pesatero is back. Yes, Corey.
Do you have your?
Did you go home and get the?
You have your magic flute?
Oh, no. Hold on.
Okay. Goodbye, Corey.
Oh Jesus!
Give me another music person.
Roger. Roger in Rhode Island.
What's up, Roger?
He's gone.
Next one. I don't care. Give me another one. They're all there.
Okay, caller. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, I got a Christmas song for you guys.
Okay.
What's he locked in a box?
I don't know what he's doing.
Is that the GIMP?
Yeah. Go ahead. What do we got here?
Come on.
I got a song for the segment.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's
go.
Hear
you're
it.
On. Go.
I'm begging you to let me do the headlines.
Nope. Get a couple more.
David in Somerville. David.
We'll keep this going.
I'm going to do a little beatbox for
nice.
Rudolph. You know what beatboxing is?
Yeah, we know what beatboxing
is. Yeah, Gary Tankwer used to do it.
Yeah.
Look what happened to him.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, here we go.
He's got erotic books.
He got a book. He's
an
author.
He did that on the air here, too.
He's an author now.
Yeah. Ready?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Paulie in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
Dude, you got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Snow's coming down. Hey, can you tell Fowler to play my William Hung gift from last year that you guys gave me for a present? That cameo? It's on Cameo. I've been a good boy this year.
They're playing Deck the Halls.
We appreciate our listeners. You people are funny.
Yeah. You're something.
Sure.
We love you, you freaks.
You freaks. You weirdos.
I'd like to sing a song by Aha. Like, Artie, sing a song by Aha.
RJ, Ryan Johnston had it.
Sorry.
A way to cover your mouth.
I did.
How rude.
Yeah, with the microphone.
No, I just did.
Stop. RJ had the best thing to say about the second segment.
RJ Bell?
Calls.
Oh.
No, Ryan Johnston. He said, this is like when the relief dealer takes over a hot blackjack table. Instant downturn.
Luchador said, you guys are a-holes. I've been sitting at the mall for 7 minutes. I need to go Christmas shopping. I cannot get out of my car. That's what it's for. It's for that. You can't stop listening.
Kevin Aldridge, how was the first segment of Instruments so good and the second was as bad as the first one was good?
No, I thought there was a lull. Then I thought it picked up at the end.
It picked up a tiny bit at the end, but Kevin, for the most part, nailed it.
Right.
As good as the first one was, that's how bad the second segment was.
That's okay. It's fine. 18 minutes till sports comes. So we'll keep this thing rolling. Can we cue that up in the studio?
Yeah.
The what? Justin William says Hunt's you video. Guys need to ban the voice.
Looking at
yeah, right? I said, Josh, put it up. He put it up.
Justin says you need to ban the voice as an instrument. There may be something to that.
I don't know where they got confused by that, to where you could call and sing songs where...
Because a very nice woman called in at the beginning and did have a good voice. And
she did.
We let it go.
But we phrased it as, if you play an instrument, call in at one.
Right.
I mean,
Ben Kelly, no singing next year.
I agree. Where the hell's my nephew? Waiting on him. My sister was grabbing him out of school to make this.
Wait, he might be on the line now.
Uh-oh.
Now?
Second
is this Tyler? Heather?
Hold on. We don't know that. So let's...
What area code?
It doesn't have one.
All right.
Why don't you pick that up?
I'm trying to pull it up here.
Or is that on a contest line? A stray contest caller?
We're not giving anything away.
Yes, we are. In fact, we're giving away Patriots tickets
right now. Oh, my God, we are.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line.
Whoops.
617.
Jesus.
931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to be at Gillette Stadium this Sunday as the Patriots welcome Buffalo to town.
Merry Christmas.
Tune into the Sports Hub pregame. Bertrand and Gasper beginning at 10 a.m. postgame. Jim and Joe Murray.
Sosie and I with the call at 1 o'clock.
Maybe. Oh, man.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Maybe.
We've got it.
It's good. It's good.
Heather is on the line.
Heather!
From Chicago. Heather, how are you? Merry Christmas.
It's unfortunately Sean.
Hey, Sean! Sean, how's your mother-in-law?
Bummer.
She's great. She's upstairs with the dog. It's great.
Is she listening right now?
I don't think so, but Heather is in the car at Costco, I believe.
Okay. Hi, Heather. Tell her to get the big $2 hot dog. She likes the big one.
That's your sister you're talking
about. I know.
About.
She tells me all the time. What do we got, Sean? How's Tyler? Is he ready?
Of course, unfortunately.
All right. Here's my nephew, Tyler.
Here we go. Tyler's on the drums here. Here we go, Tyler.
Getting after it.
Woo!
And then we got Dylan on the guitar over here. Hang on. Here we go.
Here we go.
Or Learned that from his Uncle Zoe.
Yes, sir. I love you, boys.
Everything from Uncle Zoe.
Wow. Well done.
Gifts are in the mail, kids.
Lovely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Send me some gummies, Sean.
Merry Christmas, Sean.
See you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right, pal. Told you. I taught him smoke on the water.
And Willie took it and smashed it. Like, what? He not a Deep Purple fan?
Willie?
Yeah. Stoop's cousin? Yeah, not a
Willie! Willie! No problem. You want to break anything else here? Here, break my car.
Good.
So that was that. That was the last call. Zoe's
nope. We got more.
No, Zoe's nephew's in Chicago. That signals the end of the call in with your musical instruments.
God, segment. I love him.
That's all. That's all done.
Smoke on the Water. He played for Uncle Zoe.
Yeah, that was nice.
Takes me back.
To?
Camp.
Oh.
Like 94, 95.
Takes me back to Smithfield, Rhode Island.
Yep, 27, 28 years ago. Whew. Wow. Man, good times.
Take on me.
We don't have to.
Take on me. Take on me.
Who's in for Felger Maz? They will have no Maz? Chance.
Hold on.
Zero chance trying to top what we've done today.
Maz, Jones.
Oh, God.
And Murray, is Murray?
What are they going to talk, Celtics?
I saw Tim McCone poking around.
All right, of course. Oh. Maz,
oh. It was McCone, his birthday 2 days ago.
Jones.
Yeah.
You think they're doing any of this today?
No.
No. Shot.
Like Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens? What?
Oh, Jones is going to take a shot at Brad Stevens for something. Ooh, little G. Williker. Jones.
Stephen Verdi said all you needed was David Wallace yelling, suck it, while Tyler right. was banging on the drums.
Suck it. Why? Because you got to suck it. And Michael says, I think I'm going to go home now. When Michael Scott says, I am going to leave,
you knew you had a problem.
Well, then.
Well.
So what are you doing with your day off tomorrow?
Yeah, what are you going to do tomorrow?
We're going to shopping. I haven't started yet.
What?
See, yeah. Yeah, a couple
you got
things.
Three kids you got to shop for.
Yeah, but they know Santa's not real now. So, I mean, like, that's a great thing is we wrap stuff and just throw it out.
You know? I understand. Okay. Yeah. All right, good. Well,
so.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you guys. All love right. you guys.
You want to hit the road?
No, fine.
Want to be done?
Want to be done?
No, we got to finish. I say take up more musical calls.
I don't think we have any, though.
What are all
that's a
calls?
Shame.
We have a lot of calls. I think a lot of people are trying to win the tickets.
Yeah, you're not getting them. Tickets
the
are gone.
Fact that we have already given the tickets away.
Mm, that's a shame.
So thank you. Appreciate you trying. Appreciate you trying to win those tickets.
It's a good try.
The tickets are, in fact,
gone.
I was just reading this story about the guy who played guilty in the Tom Brady Super Bowl ring fraud. Did you see this story in our rundown today, Zoe?
Did not.
Guy from New Jersey posed as a Patriots player.
This is all over the news this week.
In order to buy and sell Super Bowl rings that he claimed were gifts to Tom Brady's family. You probably hear that and you're like, what? How does that make any sense? Here's what happened.
You can buy him.
Scott Spina Jr. of Roseland, New Jersey, apparently connected with a former Patriots player who he bought a championship ring from.
Yeah.
He then, as through the process of buying that ring from the player, discovered the information necessary to order replica Super Bowl rings from the maker of the Patriots rings.
Which I know you can do for family members. You have the ability to buy an X amount for your family to give out as gifts.
So what he did was he acquired that player's credentials.
Oh, God.
He scammed the player, by the way.
That's the problem.
He gave him a bad check, bought his Super Bowl ring. As part of that, got the information to order more family and friends rings. And when he bought those rings directly from the manufacturer, he had the name Brady engraved on them. He then tried to hawk them as Tom Brady family rings, selling one ring for as much as $337,000.
Good grief.
Holy crap.
Yeah, not good.
And that was much more than what he had bought them for. He sold another one at a house auction for $100,000. And that was even, again, much more than what he paid for.
Right.
Now, if you pulled this off once, number one, you must know that your odds of getting away with it are greatly increased. But he did it 3-4 times?
Yeah, I'd run after the first one. I'd take the money and run after the first one. Let's not make it, you know, more popular than what it is. And I think actually Brady too. Meaning, you know, speaking of Brady and the latest man in the arena.
Three. He ordered three of these rings.
The latest man in arena, I guess he talked about the Garoppolo draft pick. So I haven't seen that episode yet. But supposedly he addressed that and talked about that.
Interesting.
So something to watch at.
Yeah. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Thank God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me. I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5.
Give it to me.
The Sports Hub.
Give me the stuff.
That's sweet.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Wants to congratulate Greg Bedard, who's down over 50 pounds. Saw Greg on Big Boy Tuesday, half Big Boy Tuesday yesterday. He looks great. Get your first consultation with the New Year's here at awaken180weightloss.com. 7 locations. What do we got, boys?
More quarantines on the horizon, apparently. That's
no.
What we got.
No, we don't.
No. I'm trying to deal with that and figure that out now. Yep. I don't know. What do we got, T-Bone?
What do you got, Bone?
Derek in Foxborough made his return to the show today.
Hey.
Derek in Foxborough. Derek.
Whoa! Where you been?
Well, I haven't been anywhere with that Omarion variant going around.
What? Omarion? The Omarion variant?
That's what the kids call it, because Omarion was the lead singer of B2K. So everyone's calling it the Omarion variant now. A little bit of just facts, but...
We'll use that from moving forward.
Yep, good.
Okay, yeah.
Just so, tell us what the kids are saying.
I wish I played an instrument, but I won't be participating in the instrument.
Wait a minute. Beatboxing is an instrument. So if you call back in a 1 o'clock hour, we'll put you on. You can beatbox or do something.
No, I don't know. Yeah, as a kid, I wanted to play the saxophone, but they said... My fingers were too small, so, you know, I can never be Clarence Clemons. I wanted to be Clarence Clemons, but it wasn't in the cards.
Yeah. Well, that's I think a lot of
disappointing.
Wasn't in the cards. What's going on, Derek?
You know, great show. I listen as much as I can, and, you know, happy holidays, stay safe, all that stuff.
Same to you. We lose it when you call Felger and Mads. Like, we feel left out.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Yeah. I love that guy. We should play some of his fine music. No?
No, I think that
when I go down.
Best left. Corey Pesaturo did send me an email.
Though. Oh, good.
Yep, with an audio segment in there.
He's only called 5 times to play some music.
Yeah, a little something. Why not? Do you want to listen to what he sent?
I like
sure.
Okay. T-Bone, you're going to have to turn me up here.
Turn it up.
And we'll listen to what Corey sent me here. World champion accordionist who, for some reason, leaves his house without an accordion. Corey Pesaturo sent this in anyway. Here we go.
Matthews, 2 touchdowns.
All right. That's not it.
How many touchdowns? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Fitting end of the show.
Jack Frost nipping at you. Can I leave?
I told you to leave 10 minutes ago.
I got like 30 more seconds.
I love you guys. Merry Christmas. No, in all seriousness, thank you everybody for this year. We appreciate it. We know you listen. We see you. We hear you. I know you watch us. I know you listen. We try and bring it to you for 4 hours each and every day. We love you. You're part of us. Beetle, Merry Christmas. Hardy, Merry Christmas.
Thank
T-Bone.
You, Christmas,
Tyler,
thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Lyle.
Thank you.
Yep. Radzik, Merry, everybody.
Hardy
Even
and
the sales
I,
weasels.
Hardy and I will be here tomorrow on the show. I don't know where we will be. Hardy, where are we going to be?
Going to be here.
I hope so. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.